It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the podcast. Podcast here.
We never start the sing off in a normal way.
It's the podcast. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
All right, perfect. Let's get it going.
Okay.
So this was on one of our prep sites, and your reaction was pretty much mine, the same as mine in a sense, and we both kind of agreed, like, what a stupid question.
What a stupid thing.
So how do you feel about the VIP experiences and special event access that allows people to skip lines and enjoy extra perks? For example, like the speed pass at
Cedar Point.
At Cedar Point, or what's the other big one?
Like the VIP pass. I don't know. There's Six Flags.
Six Flags. Jesus, God. The one with the flags. So you can pay extra. Mm-hmm. You get to go to the front of the line. You get speed access. Now, that doesn't mean you get to jump in front of people, but you at least get to go up. And you jump in front of people in line, but when you get to the end of the line, you still have to, or the front of the line, you still got to wait
for the VIP people.
For the VIP people, right, to go in. Now, it says on here, rich people can pay the extra money and wait while normal people are stuck in line. That's not cool, is it?
It sounds like whoever wrote this is a little bitch.
I can't afford a VIP pass, so... Well, nobody can have.
Yeah, if I can't do it, why do you get to do it?
Hey, sorry, some people are more fortunate than others. Some people, their parents worked their ass off, and now they're wealthy, and their kids benefit from it.
And it's not even so much that, because you brought up some before, is, you know, like, oh, get a better job. And not saying that's not a wrong thing to say, but what it comes down to is if you're planning a trip, well, save accordingly.
All right.
And if you don't, if okay, you don't have enough to just deal with it then at that point.
It's not like they denied you the VIP pass.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, you don't make enough.
Right.
I don't care that you, no, you're all not, right, you're not. It's only for people that make this much year.
The
That's not it.
The opportunity is there.
I've dropped extra money for the VIP pass. Yeah. You know what? It was awesome. Yeah. And you could see the dirty looks, too, when you're going up. Because at first, people are like, wait, what? The, no. And they're like, oh, wait, that's a VIP line.
Yeah, they're important.
But I tell you what, it was worth every penny.
Yeah.
I got to ride. I didn't have to sit 2 hours in a line, which you'll never get me to, as an adult, where I'm at now in my life.
Uh-huh.
I've done it before a couple times, where you sit in line for 2 hours to ride a ride. Oh. I will never, ever do that again.
Not to mention, it's always in the direct sun, too.
Yeah.
You're always just getting baked in the sun. I got an actual, a really relatable story of going to Cedar Point and about the VIP line.
Yeah.
And doing a morning show, like, you know that Cedar Point sponsors us.
Yep.
And we play commercials once in a while. We haven't taken the opportunity doing the show together yet, but every single year, Cedar Point invites us to go to Cedar Point. And they take us to the front of every line.
Yeah.
Of any ride that we want to.
It's fantastic.
As a morning show. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's great. But, dude, so the first year we did this, we went to Cedar Point, front of every line. So we get there the night before. It's like 6 o'clock at night. We show up. We get in our hotel, whatever. Take us to the park. We set up our morning show stuff, wherever it's getting set up at. And then the guy comes out, and he's like, hey, let's go. You guys want to ride rides? I'll take you to the front of any ride you want. You know, we got 2 hours to do this. So I'm like, hell yes, dude.
Let's do it. Let's rip it.
So I think I've rode basically, I wouldn't say every ride in the park, but a majority of them. I'd probably say 75% of these rides. And I rode it in like hour and a half, hour 45, all of them.
That's the way to do it.
Dude, and it was fantastic. I mean, boom, there were lines for miles and just walking by these people. And they did. They looked at you like, who's this guy?
Yeah. Yeah, why is this guy getting up there?
It was phenomenal.
Yep.
It was awesome. One of the best experiences I had until 1:30 in the morning that night. My equilibrium kicked in. I laid down in bed and I like just fall asleep. And, dude, that bed started spinning so fast and hard.
Good. That's what you deserve, you line-skipping son of a bitch.
Went right to the bathroom, literally both ends.
Yeah.
It was like I had the flu.
Yeah.
And, boom, it out of me, and I was fine. But, dude, the equilibrium, it was just doing so many rides so fast, I will never do it again. It was the most miserable 1:30 in the a.m. experience I've ever had.
I got to, because of being in the radio, media day one day down in Springfield anyway, this is a place, but they opened a brand new ride. I was like the second person ever that got to ride it. Oh my God, dude. Everyone else is like, oh, you got to ride that? What the?
Yeah.
And then you go
kind
this,
of important.
Here's the thing is that it, you can't bitch. It's that same thing as that. It's like, well, no, everyone gets a trophy. No. And if you pay for the extra, I've done it at multiple parks. The first time I did, I was like, I'm never going back to not being in the VIP lane, and I'll pay for it. I don't care, because you can go through and actually do it. And if you don't want to do it, if you don't want to pony up the cash, then don't bitch.
Here's the thing, too, is you can enjoy it a little bit more. You're not waiting 2 hours in a line for one ride.
That's 30 seconds, maybe a minute.
Honestly, the top thrill dragster is what? It's like 10 seconds, like 9 seconds. Literally wait like 2.5 hours for that 9 seconds.
Dude.
You know, and that's a good chunk of your day.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and then you got to go wait in more lines. The VIP pass is so worth it, man.
Yeah.
You know, you can enjoy a little bit of food. You can kind of walk around and see things.
Yeah.
You know, experience without rushing.
Now, here's the question.
What's up?
Should handicap people be allowed to skip the line?
Oh. Damn, dude. Well, they do.
They
right?
do. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're a handicapped, a wheelchair, whatever, they usually they get the skip the line route.
Because
what's funny is this little prep site didn't bring that up, which I think is interesting.
It'd be, God, how could you do that? You couldn't do that. The handicapped people that get in the cart at Walmart that don't need it, hell no.
Yeah.
People that are actually handicapped that have a problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, the people that get in the motorized carts at Walmart are the people that will ask for a wheelchair when they're at a place like that, and then they'll get to the front of the line.
Unbelievable. That's ridiculous. Yep.
And then they'll stand up just fine, get on the ride, and then get back in the wheelchair. Obviously, and I'm just bringing that up because I'm playing devil's advocate, but, you know, if the people are complaining about the VIP experience that people pay for, well, then you should be on board with nobody gets VIP.
Nobody.
No, everyone waits in line.
Yeah.
If that's how you're going to be, you can't exclude some people.
That includes handicapped.
Yeah. Whoever wrote that, I don't know if they were just trying to find something, a controversial topic, but, and you know what, folks? Save a little. It's not that much terribly more expensive.
And it makes the vacation that much better.
I would.
It makes it better for your kids, yourself.
Best advice I can give you is buy the VIP experience.
I think they're like $25.
Or tell you what, break both your legs and have to use a wheelchair at the park the whole time. If you're going to bitch about it, just do it that way.
Right. Is there a ride that you wouldn't ride?
Yes, actually, though, there is. There is a ride I will never, ever, ever, ever ride. I never have, and I never will. And that is the swinging.
I knew you were going to say that.
The chairs on the chains that swing around.
Yeah.
Fuck no. No.
Dude, they have it in Vegas at the Stratosphere now.
No.
So not only are you on the swings on the chairs, you're like a mile up in
the
air.
No, all right, fine. You know what? You deserve to die.
It is terrifying. You know what? I won't ride that ride either, and it's anything that has a constant motion I can't do. Roller coasters, I'm completely fine because they go different directions, up, down, swirly, whatever they do.
Yep.
That swing that goes around and around and around. The pirate ship that goes up and down.
See, now that one I love.
Can't do
that
it.
One I love. You go upside down and everything like that. But I tell you what, though, I will never ride those little chains. Those aren't big chains. Those are little tiny playset chains. I'm like, this is going to snap off, and
sketchy.
I'm going to go thwing.
It's sketchy, man.
I'll ride on a tilt-a-whirl. I'll ride on the zipper. I'll go on the spinny up and down, whatever. Yeah. But no, I will never, ever, ever, ever ride that fucking wheel of terror.
Right. All right. Terrible.
This is the most swear words I think we've said in
that's
this, but it's true.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I'm going to put you in a scenario here.
Yep.
Do you do it or do you not? All right. And I'm putting you in this because this actually happened with our group of friends.
Yeah.
All right. You're 350 pounds. You're a big dude. Big dude.
All muscle.
You're a lineman.
All muscle.
Big, big dude. Can't ride any of the rides at Six Flags.
Yep.
Just can't do it because you don't fit in any of them. Sucks.
Yeah.
You paid the money. You paid the $60 ticket. So he goes to this one ride. I think it was either Batman. Superman, you lay flat, so it wasn't that one.
Yeah.
I think it was the Batman. It was one of those. Maybe the Incredible Hulk or something. He gets in it. He fits in the chair. Oh, nice.
Dude, I get to ride one.
I get the. He sits in the chair. And the guy comes because they go and latch the gate, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever in front of you. So he's going down the line. He gets to my buddy.
God, I can hear it.
My 350-pound buddy who can fit in this chair. He's all excited. The guy gets up there. Click. One click. One. I was right next to him. One click. And he had, dude, his stomach was around that bar.
Yeah,
like it was pushing on that bar. Do you go?
You know what? Probably.
One click.
Probably.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And you know why he went? He's like, dude, I can't ride anything else. He's like, I got, if I die, at least I'm up and riding something.
Exactly. You know, and if you've been shut down all day, you don't get to do, everyone else is having a great time while your big ass is just on the ground.
I had butterflies for him.
Yeah, you're more nervous about him flying.
I was, dude.
Like, yeah, I would. I would. Yeah. I would do it. I'd be like, you know what? Screw it.
You know, honestly.
He's big enough, he'd probably be fine if he fell out.
Just bounce off the ground. They wouldn't let you go if they didn't think it was safe, right?
No. And you got the click. Yeah. It's made for it.
One click. One click.
That thing just holding on. One click. That actually.
You know, it's like the Gabriel Iglesias bit that he does. Almost the same exact scenario. He does. Fluffy. He does a
bit
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. One click. It was just like that.
That actually reminds me. So there was a ride. The town I grew up in used to have a frolic every year. And, of course, it's bringing in the carnies and the rides that are not properly maintained. They're not. No child should be on these rides. Well, it was this one
sketchy
that went around, right? So it went around in a circle, and then it also tilted. So you'd go around and up, and it makes sense. And it was a fun ride, and it was these little carts that you sat in. Well, my brother got in one, and I didn't go. I didn't want to ride that one or something, so I think I was standing with my folks or whatever. And it starts going, and all of a sudden, you see my brother just freaking out. Ah! Oh, okay. He's pointing out, the thing came open. His lap
belt came open. Oh, my God.
So, but it was funny, because here he is going around, so he'd come around. Ah! So you'd see him like he'd be screaming, and then he'd go away, and then he'd come back, be screaming, right, going.
What did Carney do? Nothing.
He made it all the way through the ride before that. Yeah, and
way.
he was
pissed?
He was a kid. You know, he was probably middle school age, just terrified more than anything. Yeah,
that's hilarious, man. Was it the Tilt-A-Whirl?
No, it was. It wasn't the Tilt-A-Whirl. And Tilt-A-Whirl and the Scrambler are two of my favorites, man. Mm-hmm. Tilt-A-Whirl never really scares me, because you're getting pushed back into that seat. This one, though, man, this you were moments away from being flung out.
It's funny when you bring that up, because I saw a kid at a fair one time hurl on the Tilt-A-Whirl and just hosed everybody that was on it. And so the carny, get the hose! So they got this hose from the other spot over there, and they start spraying the thing down. Literally 5 minutes later, I'm going to another ride. This kid's mom buys him an elephant ear. So this kid's scarfing. Dude, the little pudgy kid, too. Just scarfing down an elephant ear. I'm like, dude, this kid just blew chunks all over the park. And you could tell he's just enjoying it. It's like he had an empty stomach again. Yeah. He was loving it. But he was just like, come on, man. With the parents.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, you threw up the last one, little Timmy, so we're going to fill you back up, you little pudge ball. I have a throw-up story, too. Same thing. The frolic at my hometown. The zipper, which was a fun ride for everyone to go on.
I would never ride it. I would never do it.
Just a hairpin, just holding that door shut. Well, I'm waiting in line, finally get to my turn to get on. Well, they had to bring in the hose, because the cart that I was about ready to get into, someone yacked in.
Oh.
So he literally just sprays it off, and he's like, all right. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, he's like, all right, either get into this one or go to the back of the line. You'll go back. He wouldn't let me wait.
What?
And I was like, so I had to get in
you carny.
You son of a bitch.
All right. Who's going to go into it?
Hunter. I did.
You actually went
in? I got in. I wasn't waiting again, dude. That line was long, man.
So it was wet. Did you get anything on you?
Oh, dude, it was so gross. You could still smell it. You could still smell it. You could still smell it.
Dude, that'll make you puke.
Oh, dude, it was so gross. It was so gross. But I did it, because I was like, well, no, I'm not going to the back of the line.
Yeah, and those lines aren't fun to wait in, man.
No, it sucked. It sucked.
One last story I have. Pleasure Island, Michigan. It's not a thing anymore. I think it was in Muskegon. Mm. Anybody listening might know what I'm talking about. They had a thing called the Black Hole. It was a
water. At Pleasure Island, it was called the Black Hole.
I know.
Good Lord.
Right, we're taking the kids there, huh?
Throwing you into a butthole.
It was a slide that was a tube slide, water slide, that would go underground and just turn underground like in a circle and then shoot you out at the end. So we're talking about VIP, front of the line, excited. My parents get us up, dude, at like 4 in the morning that day. We go to Muskegon. First people in the park. It's like Wally World, dude. You know, we get to the park. First ones there. I'm all amped up about this black hole, man. So I beat feet right to it. First one in line, dude, it's just one employee and me and my brother. I mean, literally, like, they just opened this thing up. All excited, man. They're pouring water down the slide, getting it prepped. And I'm excited. So I get in there, man, cross my legs, boom, and shoot down the slide. What I didn't realize is they're just pouring water down the slide. There's a turn at the bottom of it going underground. Dude, I went up on that berm, and it was dry. For like 10 seconds. Dude, it burned the skin off of my... Ruined my whole entire day. Dude, I had no skin on my feet. My heels were gone. I get out screaming, smoking, literally smoking. My feet are smoking, bro. And the guy at the bottom, the employee's like, oh, shit. Like, he, like, took me to the nurse or whatever, and she bandaged me up. But, dude, I
day literally ruined
the whole day. I couldn't ride anything else. I couldn't walk. I'm pretty sure my parents pushed me around in, like, a radio flyer that day. It was terrible, bro. So maybe the VIP and water parks, be careful.
Just give it a minute. Let the water get down there. Yeah, or you send your brother
it.
Down
you can hear it outside of the... Oh. Just smoking. CJ went down after me.
Yeah.
Well, I got all the water up on the slide. He had a great...
No,
he went
flying. It was your blood. He was just crying like, oh, this is a smooth ride.
Dude, I lost like 5 pounds on that ride.
What was that sound
skin.
Again? What was that sound again? I could just...
Dude, you know that black hole? Hauling ass, dude.
Oh, my
hauling
God.
Ass. Going straight down almost into a turn.
And That is just brilliant. Oh, yeah. It's good. Yeah, so, all right, pony up if you want the VIP experience. Otherwise, don't bitch. Wait in line.
Yep.
Just bring plenty of sunblock. You'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Let's go to Cedar Point, man.
Let's go. Get me all amped up. You go down the water slide first, though. I ain't going. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. Don't forget to explore more at WIRX.com, where you found this amazing podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Send us out, Hunter.